Welcome to the Life Under the Blue Sky podcast. My name is Jerry. Well, for those of you who visit the blog regularly or have heard from me around the blogosphere, Dan Goldfinch, I'm happy to have you stop by today. Please feel free to leave a comment and let me know what you think of the podcast. My aim, as always, at Life Under the Blue Sky is simple: to open minds by opening the scripture. Thank you for joining me today. Today I'm going to begin a six-part podcast on the subject of Jesus in the Old Testament. This first study will come from the book of Leviticus and will focus on the nature of the sacrifices that were offered by the Israelites as prescribed by God. These studies are a part of a larger series of sermons I did called Jesus in the Old Testament. The first series of sermons focused on the first five books of the Bible, what we typically call the Pentateuch, that is Genesis through Deuteronomy. Well, these studies that I'll be presenting in podcast form are devotional and meditational. They're based on expository understandings of Scripture. They're not designed to be scholarly studies of the particular subject matter. What I hope to accomplish with these meditations and devotions is to strengthen your faith by helping you understand the Word of God in its context. My aim is to bring new life to your beleaguered spirit, to show you that expository understandings of Scripture do not have to be the boring drudgery that many modern preachers claim them to be. Derek Tidball, writing in his lengthy commentary on Leviticus in the Bible Speaks Today series from InterVarsity Press, said of Leviticus, "The gospel, which presumes the knowledge of sacrifice and atonement, of law and grace, of sin and obedience, of defilement and cleansing, of priesthood and temple curtains, makes little sense without Leviticus. Leviticus serves as a preliminary sketch of the masterpiece that was to be unveiled in Christ. The fullest exposition of the relationship between Leviticus and the gospel, of course, is to be found in the letter to the Hebrews. Leviticus forms a foundation not only for the gospel, but for Christian living. And while the New Testament draws up new maps to guide the moral and spiritual life, it does so by making use of the earlier charts of Leviticus. Particular applications may have changed, but the guiding ethical principles remain as firm as ever. Without Leviticus, our Christian experience would be a house without a foundation." I couldn't agree more. And yet Leviticus is probably one of the most neglected books in our entire canon. For some reason, it just does not seem to catch our attention or hold our attention. Or worse, it doesn't really seem to be very relevant to our situation, a culture that is entirely devoid of animal sacrifices. I hope to change your perception of Leviticus in part during the next six podcasts. Now let's take a minute and let's read the first chapter of the book of Leviticus together. "The Lord called out Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, 'Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he is to offer a male without defect. He must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. He is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. He is to slaughter the young bull before the Lord, and then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and sprinkle it against the altar on all sides at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to take the skin of the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The two sons of Aaron, the priest, are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priest, shall arrange the pieces, including the head and the fat, on the burning wood that is on the altar. He is to wash the inner parts and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is an burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering is a burnt offering from the flock, from either the sheep or the goats, he is to offer a male without defect. He is to slaughter it all at the north side of the altar before the Lord. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood against the altar on all sides. He is to cut it into pieces, and the priest shall arrange them, including the head and the fat, on the burning wood that is on the altar. He is to wash the inner parts and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of it and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, he is to offer a dove or a young pigeon. The priest shall bring it to the altar, wring off the head and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. He is to remove the crop with its contents and throw it to the east side of the altar where the ashes are. He shall tear it open by the wings, not severing it completely. And then the priest shall burn it on the wood that is on the fire on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. I think after reading just one chapter of the book of Leviticus, you can get a pretty good sense of the content of the book of Leviticus and where the author intends to go. If we were doing a comprehensive study of Leviticus, we would probably spend a great deal more time discussing the issue, perhaps, of holiness, among other things. At some level, though, perhaps not too deep, is a profound discussion of a holy God and His demands for those who are His, who are called to be holy because He is holy. This in itself would be a profound study. But within this particular context, within these six brief podcasts that I intend to do, speaking along the lines of how we learn about Jesus the Messiah in the Old Testament, we're going to take a different tack and focus entirely on these seven chapters and talk only about sacrifice. The first seven chapters deal exclusively with sacrifice. When studied with other books of the Bible, Old Testament books, we learn a great deal about the sacrifices that are to be offered. For example, if you look back and study Genesis, in the series of sermons we did, we studied specifically the story of Joseph. We learned that the type of Messiah that we should expect is one who would be a servant. When we studied the story of Messiah in the stories of Moses, we learned in part that the deliverer whom God would send would be one who would confront the gods of this age and disarm them and thus make our emancipation complete and possible. In both stories, we learn through typology that Jesus is the only one who thoroughly fulfills and satisfies the requirements. And in the story of Leviticus, the first seven chapters, we don't learn about a person, we don't learn about an event, we learn about sacrifice. Sacrifice is a difficult word, a complicated word. Some might say it's a terrible word. Indeed, some commentaries spend a great significant portions of their pages discussing how sacrifice even fits in the theology of the Old Testament compared with the culture that surrounded Israel when these things took place. Sacrifice is a word in our culture that doesn't usually have anything to do with offering of animals or blood or anything of that sort. It's a word that is used, perhaps we've cheapened the word because it's part of our culture in the sense that perhaps we make what we call a sacrifice. Maybe a rock star talks about a sacrifice that his family made while he's out on the road singing and playing guitar, or something along those lines. But if we read through Leviticus slowly, deliberately, what we see is that sacrifice is something more than we need to understand. It's something far deeper, far more profound, far more beautiful than just animals being slaughtered on an altar. A proper understanding of sacrifice opens up the doors of Scripture and lays the foundation for us to understand the work that Jesus Christ Himself did when He was sacrificed at Calvary. We begin to understand His work in light of these pages of Leviticus. So in the next five podcasts, I'm going to focus on five particular areas of sacrifice that were prescribed in the book of Leviticus. The five areas are: first, that sacrifice is costly. We'll remember that David said, "I will not sacrifice to the Lord that which costs me nothing." Sacrifice is going to cost us something if we're going to make them properly. Secondly, we learn that we are complicit in the act of sacrifice. We don't just drop off our animals and run away. No, rather we participate in the act itself. We lay our hands on the sacrifice, is what the Leviticus says. Third, we must not be complacent. Even after sacrifices are offered day after day and year after year, we must not go complacent about what is to be offered. Third, the offerings were made, the sacrifices were given completely. They were devoted completely to the Lord God. The people didn't keep back part of it themselves. They brought the whole animal. And the very fact that the animal was killed in the act meant that they were not getting anything back from it. There's no change to be returned to the person who offers a sacrifice to God. And finally, we learn that these sacrifices have something ultimately to do with Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for stopping by Life Under the Blue Sky and listening to the podcast. Stop by again for part two of this short study of the sacrifices that we offer, that we learn about in the book of Leviticus, and how they ultimately point to Jesus Christ. God bless you, and may Christ Jesus alone be praised.